Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, BDEntrick. Hope everybody had a great weekend. It's hot around the country, so hopefully you had some pools or lakes or rivers or whatever to keep yourselves cool and enjoy the weekend with friends and family and watching some baseball action. Let's get you caught up on Sunday's news and notes from the diamond. Philadelphia Phillies placed Taijuan Walker on the IL on Sunday with a blister on his throwing hand. Walker has not been good over his 10 starts this year with a 5.80 ERA, 4.7 Sierra, and 9.6% K to walk. Spencer Turnbull should receive a start or two while Walker is out. Michael Mercado was recalled from AAA to add depth to the Phillies bullpen. Tommy Henry of the Arizona Diamondbacks was returned to AAA on Sunday, and the D-backs recalled Brandon Hughes from AAA. Hughes hasn't been great there. Don't expect much in the bigs. The Yankees placed Giancarlo Stanton on the IL Sunday with a hamstring injury. It's not a small injury, as Stanton is expected to miss at least 4 weeks. Oswaldo Peraza was recalled from AAA, where he was hitting 180 with four homers and six steals over 35 games. But after the game, he's returned to AAA for a move we'll talk about soon to add depth to the Yankees. Eloy Jimenez of the Chicago White Sox was activated from the IL on Sunday from his hamstring injury. Then, in Eloy fashion, he left Sunday's game with soreness in said hamstring. Eloy said that throughout all of his rehab in Arizona and whatnot, there was never any soreness in his hamstring, so it's kind of strange. We'll see how this goes on Monday when more news comes out. But when Eloy was activated, Oscar Colas was sent back to AAA. Braxton Garrett of the Miami Marlins is just another starting pitcher that hits the dust with this team. Garrett was placed on the IL with a left forearm flexor strain, and it's been a disaster for the Marlins as now he's on the IL with a flexor strain. Jesus Luzardo was moved to the 60-day IL with his back injury, meaning he'll miss at least 2 months before we see Jesus again, maybe the whole season. We'll see. Edward Cabrera was also transferred to the 60-day IL, but that makes sense with how his rehab's going. He's expected to return sometime in July. For now, Kent Emmanuel and Kyle Tyler were recalled to give the Marlins some live arms in that bullpen. Tyler lasted less than three innings on Sunday. Did not look great. Aurelvis Martinez of the Toronto Blue Jays. After collecting his first career hit on Saturday, Martinez was suspended on Sunday 80 games for violating the league's PED program. Stuart Burrow is recalled from AAA to add depth to the Jays roster. And hopefully, Bo Bichette's back on Tuesday. He's supposed to do some testing Monday. If all goes well, he'll be back Tuesday, and Burrow will be back in AAA. Nolan Arenado of the St. Louis Cardinals is out of the Cardinals lineup once again on Sunday as he continues to deal with his elbow and forearm injuries. The Cardinals are still consider Arenado day-to-day, and he was available to pinch hit on Sunday if needed. Brandon Lau of the Tampa Bay Rays is expected to go to the IL once again with a fractured pinky toe this time. Usually it's a back injury for Lau. Now he's got a fractured pinky toe. That'll miss some time. So Brandon Lau, get him out of your lineups once again on the IL. Jack Flaherty of the Detroit Tigers will get his next start pushed back a day or two to give him some extra rest. The Tigers say it's not injury related, strictly just getting the Flaherty, their ace, one of their aces, Scoobles their ace, Flaherty and a couple extra days rest to get some extra length in the season from Flaherty. Flaherty is supposed to start on Wednesday, but now he'll likely pitch in the weekend series. Max Scherzer of the Texas Rangers was activated from the AL on Sunday, and Yeri Rodriguez was sent back to AAA. It was Scherzer's first start of the season, and he picked up the win by throwing five shutout innings with four strikeouts. Kyle Freeland of the Rockies was activated from the IL on Sunday, and Austin Kitchen was DFA'd. Freeland threw six shutout innings versus the Nats in Coors with one hit and four strikeouts and a no decision. Danny Jimenez of the Oakland Athletics was placed on the IL with a left oblique strain. Aaron Brooks was recalled from AAA and likely will be employed as a long reliever for now, unless the A's eventually need a spot start here and there. David Bednar of the Pittsburgh Pirates is placed on the IL with a left oblique strain. The injury seems to be minor, so hopefully this will be a short stint for Bednar. Aroldis Chapman was a popular fab pickup on Sunday, as the expectation is Chapman will be the Pirates closer while Bednar is out. Justin Brühl was recalled from AAA. Adam Frazier of the Kansas City Royals was scratched from Sunday's lineup with an illness. That's the word for now, at least. Nelson Velasquez was inserted as the team's DH. Here's the other Yankees move. J.D. Davis was traded to the Yankees on Sunday, and Jordan Groshans was sent back to Oakland in the deal. With Rizzo out for a couple of months, Davis could see some playing time at first base, and that made sense of why Peraza was sent back to AAA. Fernando Tatis Jr. of the San Diego Padres was out of the lineup on Sunday, missing his second straight game for the Padres as he battles a quad injury. The Padres will evaluate Tatis more on Monday, but they are not overly concerned with Tatis's injury, and Tatis was available to pinch hit on Sunday. David Fry of the Cleveland Guardians left Sunday's game with right elbow inflammation. He's considered day-to-day. Bo Naylor came in to catch in Fry's absence. Abraham Toro of the Oakland Athletics was diagnosed with a grade 1 hamstring strain, which should keep him sidelined for a couple of weeks. Will Benson of the Cincinnati Reds left Sunday's game after getting hit on the elbow by a pitch. He'll be further evaluated on Monday. Blake Snell, the San Francisco Giants, struggled in his rehab start on Sunday. He lasted just an inning and a third and was extremely frustrated after the game. Snell said he hasn't felt right all season. Even in this rehab start, he said he was pitching with just his upper body, no lower body. He said he's all out of whack, basically. It's a bad interview, like if you're hoping for Snell to be good soon. He said he needs at least one more rehab start. Snell also hinted that he'll likely need a few rehab starts before he's ready to rejoin the Giants. Snell does not want to rejoin the Giants until he feels like the Snell of old, so we'll have to kind of wait and see on that one. Dean Kramer of the Baltimore Orioles was expected to come back this week after his rehab start over the weekend, but he'll need one more rehab start as Kramer failed to get through the first inning in his rehab start over the weekend. The O's will also make another move on Monday. They will recall Heston Kjerstad from AAA. He'll likely take over Kyle Stowers' role as Stowers is back in AAA, but that just means occasional playing time, which Kjerstad had the first time. Edwin Diaz of the New York Mets was ejected from Sunday's game with sticky stuff on his hands. It was quite obvious, if you've seen the pictures, folks, he had a lot of, quote-unquote, some substance on his hand. Diaz claims it was just rosin and sweat and all, and dirt, what he always uses, but this was pretty blatant. Even the umpire said, we've checked a lot of guys. This was pretty bad. So Diaz will get at least the 10-game suspension for this violation. Mark Leiter Jr. of the Chicago Cubs was placed on the IL Sunday night with a right forearm strain. Luke Little was recalled to take Leiter's spot in the bullpen. All right, before we take a look at the highlights from Sunday and the peek ahead at Monday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Sunday. Spencer Horwitz of the Toronto Blue Jays had a big day. 2-for-3, 2 home runs, 3 runs scored, 2 RBIs, and 2 walks as Horwitz leads off for the Jays and getting stuff done. Horwitz has now hit safely in 10 of 13 games since he was recalled. He's hitting .366 over those 13 games with 2 home runs, 6 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. And what's really impressive with Horwitz, a 10% strikeout rate. We knew Horwitz had a very good hit tool, like batting average-wise, but if he can supply some power, this will be quite nice. Jesus Sanchez of the Miami Marlins continues to just dazzle. I know myself and Ryan Bloomfield in our weekly preview for FAB talk about Sanchez a lot, and some have taken advantage of that because he has been balling out over the last few weeks. On Sunday, Jesus Sanchez went 1-for-3 with a home run, 2 runs scored, an RBI, and a walk. Sanchez has now hit safely in 8 of his last 11 games with a .250 average, 3 home runs, 7 runs scored, and 6 RBIs. Sanchez is playing versus lefties and righties, so it's not just a platoon thing right now, and he's producing quite nicely. Talk about producing quite nicely. Jared Kelenic of the Atlanta Braves, it's either a very, very hot stretch or he might be figuring things out, probably a little bit of both. Kelenic went 1-for-3 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs on Sunday. Kelenic has a 10-game hitting streak now where he's hitting .317 with 3 homers, 6 runs scored, 6 RBIs, and a stolen base. And to top it off, Jared Kelenic has led off 8 straight games ever since Michael Harris went on the IL. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Pablo Lopez made those fantasy managers oh so excited for hanging around. Lopez threw 8 shutout innings with 2 hits, 1 walk, and 14 Ks versus the A's. Just like, you know, Ober dominated on Saturday. Here comes Pablo Lopez. Thank you, Oakland. Lopez had 19 whiffs and a 31% CSW on 102 pitches, which is outstanding. And this is much needed because Lopez, over his last 7 starts, had allowed 31 earned runs over 36 innings pitched. Luis Severino, the New York Mets, had a great one on Sunday Night Baseball against the Cubs. Severino went 6 shutout innings, 3 hits, no walks, which was impressive, and 10 punchouts. Severino had 14 whiffs and a 28% CSW on 102 pitches. In his previous 14 starts this season, Severino had a 3.52 ERA, 4.55 Sierra, and an 8.5% K to walk, making this start on Sunday night even more impressive. Jake Irvin of the Washington Nationals has been pretty darn good this season. He had a two-step this week. The first start did not go great. He bounced back in a big way in Coors as Jake Irvin had 6 innings, 1 earned, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 10 strikeouts of the Rockies. Irvin had 22 whiffs and a 32% CSW on 98 pitches. Outstanding stuff there in Coors. Irvin has made 16 starts now this season with a 3.13 ERA, 3.56 xFIP, and 81 Ks over 92 innings pitched. He has been money, and I've been rostering him for a while and recommending many do as well. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock. Read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Sunday. Ryan Helsley picked up his 26th save of the year versus San Francisco Giants. Pete Fairbanks save 11 versus the Pirates. Rysel Iglesias save number 20 versus the Yankees. Nice little quiet 20 saves there from Rysel. Kenley Jansen, we all make fun of him, but every year, like we talk about in the preseason, hey, it's not pretty. He might not be striking guys out like he used to, but he collects his saves. Kenley Jansen picked up his 15th save of the year on Sunday against the Reds. Emmanuel Clase saved 24 versus the Jays. Tanner Scott picked up his 9th save of the year versus the Mariners. Jose Urania picked up his first save of the year as he went in long relief after the 5 innings from Scherzer. It was Urania's first save against the Royals. Kyle Finnegan, save number 22 versus the Rockies as he continues to be great, and hopefully you get a few more before he likely gets traded at the deadline. Griffin Jacks picked up his 7th save of the year for the Twins against the A's as Johan Duran blew the save on Saturday, had Sunday off. And then Jake Diekman picked up his 3rd save of the year for the Mets over the Cubs as he came in when Edwin Diaz got bounced. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more details on all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek at Monday's action on the diamond. If we're talking DFS, you have a 9-game main slate starting at 7:10 p.m. Eastern time. Pitching on the slate, Tanner Houck versus Toronto, Justin Steele versus the Giants, Matt Waldron versus Washington is pretty juicy, James Paxton versus the White Sox. If you want to get a little dicier, Spencer Schwellenbach at St. Louis. I love what Schwellenbach's doing. That is just very, very conducive hitting weather in St. Louis. And then Luis Medina, if you want to uber punt and you want to roll the dice, taking on the Angels. A lot of bats. Pitching's not great on this slate, so bats to Cubs versus Spencer Howard of the Giants and a tax. Just exhausted Giants bullpen. Should be fun sledding ahead for the Cubs. Padres versus Patrick Corbin. Pittsburgh and Great American versus Carson Spires. KC versus Rodri Munoz. Cincinnati and Great American versus Bailey Falter. It might be one of the best ones, along with Atlanta versus Lance Lynn and that hitting weather we talked about. So that should be a fun one as well. Some things I'm looking forward to on Monday. Tanner Bibee, who's been great coming off a dominating start, but having a great season, taking on Cade Povich and the Baltimore Orioles. Orioles and Guardians are two of the four teams I think I saw with a winning percentage over 600 this year. So Bibee, Povich kicking off a series to start the week should be pretty fun. Brian Woo versus Taj Bradley, two young arms that it's a roller coaster ride with these two, but when they're on, are dominant. So that should be a fun one with Woo and Bradley. And then Garrett Crochet taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Crochet's been outstanding this year, but takes on the juggernaut known as the Los Angeles Dodgers. So that should be a fun one as well. That'll do it, folks. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com and become a member, PL Plus, PL Pro. Sign up, support the cause. You won't regret it. Gets you in the amazing Discord, gets you cool tools like PLV Plus, gets you the Weekend Fab podcast by Nick Pollock, gets you projections and so much more over there at pitcherlist.com when you sign up at PL Plus and PL Pro. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Monday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Tuesday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Monday, June 24th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.